a lot of people, when they're trying to learn this, they liken it to an egg rolling across a table. So it's, you that's the Brazilian 16th notes, right? And it's like, and you can almost see the bottom end of an egg rolling across the table.
Keep it going.
Yeah, so but, you know, so now if you try to play like that in a New Orleans context, it can almost sound like kind of like a flat tire, which can be cool, but you know, you got to take those contexts, and so some of the Brazilian rhythms, you know, zack zack gat 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 go zack gat gong gat 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 gong. So if you take that and you play it with the New Orleans inflections, then it totally works. But if you try to play zack gat gat gong gat 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 gong and you're putting that with the Mardi Gras Indians, they might look at you like, what's going on?
Stanton, we're just going to hook you up and keep you going. Hold that rhythm right there. JC in Buffalo is calling right on this point. JC, thanks very much for calling from Buffalo, New York.
Yes. I was interested in the Brazilian type rhythms that they're using. As a dancer, I do a lot of samba type of Brazilian music.
Great.
But you keep asking about the similarities and so on, but they're skirting around what I'm trying to figure out. Exactly, if they can be specific on what is the difference in the Brazilian rhythm section as opposed to the American Latin.
Well, I mean, Stanton's giving us a good piece of it right there, but take us on in, Stanton.
Well, and also, okay, we just talked about the phrasing, but with the Brazilian thing, it's a very one and three based type of pulse. So a boom, boom, goom, boom, boom, one, two, three, four, one, two, boom. And then, you know, we're used to hearing things bottom high with American funk. But in the Brazilian thing, it goes high low with the sordos. So one, three, one, two, three, four. So as Americans, we can hear that backwards sometimes. We'll hear boom, 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 where that's backwards. So, you know, with the Brazilian thing, it's very, it's all on the downbeats, a lot of the bottom end of the pulse. Zoom, boom, doom, boom, 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 right?
JC, I hope you're dancing in Buffalo here. Up your feet. Yeah.
But then in New Orleans, what we've taken is adopted this bambula rhythm, right? And you know, a lot of people say that the early bambula was bump 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 ba dump, you know, which I'm singing the tango rhythm. Yeah, but it's the basis of tango. It's the basis of a lot of what we're doing with the Mardi Gras Indian stuff. We simplified it from bump 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 to zong gong gong dig gong to zack gong gong bump.
I wish you could see my producers on the other side of the glass here. The whole control room is rocking out in there. It's great.
So, you know, you take that New Orleans bottom end, you know, and so the top happening in a lot of the Brazilian, so zack das, gack, 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 zack, dack, gack, 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 doom, boom. So normally that's on top of doom, ga dong, doom, ga dong, doom, zack, dance, gack, 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 but then you put that on top of the New Orleans thing, boom, boom, doom, doom, skoom, zack, dack, gack, 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 a boom, zigga dag, digga, zigga, get a zigga, zigga, digga, boom.